Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1541. We're learning today. Lilu nishmas Moshe Doiv. Then reminds these the Lilu nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shleima Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. So, interesting thing brings down the Sefer Klalim. We're trying to go in the Seder of the Sefer Klalim, how he talks about in Divrei Kabbalah various different questions which come up. That's why it's a little bit out of, not so much out of the realm, but switching off different simonim a little bit. But we're trying to follow his, his guidelines and go straight to making it a little bit easier the way he brings it down with various different examples. So he brings on something it should never be negei lemaisa, but sometimes Rachman al-San, somebody has a tsar, a certain tsar, and they just have to cry for a minute. The question is crying on Shabbos. So the Ramah actually in Siman Reish Pei Ches, which we've quoted quite a bit already, in reference to Dine Tainis, Tainis Chaloim, and so on. So the Ramah says straight out, V'chein Misha Yesh Loi Oinig. If it brings a person, some sort of Oinig Shabbos, Im Yichbe Kadesh Yelach Hatzar Miliboy, right, Mutta Lichbois B'Shabbos, then one would be allowed to cry a little bit on Shabbos just to relieve the Tzar. Many times, unfortunately, a person cries about a situation, and it just relieves them from the tsar. It takes away their the pain, right? The mamish they get, sort of like getting it off their chest. So he brings in the Dirshu, actually, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah right away, but the Dirshu brings a very important point in Ois number eight in Siman Reish Pei Ches. He says, Hitter Zeh Hoysef Levar Mit Amat Yehuda Shem Loi Natir Loi Alich Bois Man Muad. Again, a little drop, as little as possible, because otherwise a person in general on Shabbos is not supposed to cry. You're not supposed to cry. But if it's something that relieves the Tsar a little bit, so he brings down in Ois number eight, Yeshu Kol, if we're not going to let you, in other words, in a case in time whereby the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch just said, that if it's going to bring a little bit of more oinig, in other words, in yichba kadesh yelech atzar, milibe, to take off the pain from the heart, muta lichbois b'shabbos. So he says in number eight that if we're not going to let you do this little bit of crying, yisha kol shabbos b'tzar, the whole Shabbos, the person will be, unfortunately, a certain thing took place, they're going to be in b'tzar the whole Shabbos. So muta lichbois shoachas, it's better to cry a little bit of crying, shoachas, as little as possible, v'loy litzar kol hayam. Like this, you get it off your chest, as they say in English, you get it off your chest, and a person won't be b'tzar the whole Shabbos, so he'll feel better the entire Shabbos. Now, very interesting to note, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sifkat and Dalid, that according to the Taz, even the little bit of crying would be only if it brings the vacus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it brings the Taz holds like this, that when the Ramah says a person is allowed to cry a little bit that he'll feel better on Shabbos, right? So only this refers to where one's eyes flow with tears because of one's intense sensation, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of times a person has the vacus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes in davening, right? And mamish, they break out crying. They break out crying mamish from the Shemoneh Esrei, sometimes tillim, whatever it is that they're saying, and from because of the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the close feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they break out crying. He brings down the story in parentheses from Rabbi Akiva and so on. So, okay, but be it as it may, we're not going to get into the whole thing now, but those type of tears are actually, to an extent, happy tears. And he brings down just from Rabbi Akiva, but by Shir HaShirim, he used to cry because of the intenseness of the words, but the same thing by a regular person. Sometimes you have these devekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Taz actually holds that when the Ramah says crying, that's what he means. To really, it doesn't mean relieve themselves from the pain. It means from the devekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening and so on. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down from the Elio Rabbah, and he brings down from... Right, so it brings down from the Elio Rabbah in Sifkat and Dalid. Elio Rabbah Tais v'Shabbos Yitiru Kevan. They allow it to Shali Day. In other words, even if somebody just cries to relieve the pain of the heart, Kevan Shali Day Bechisai. Yirvachloi, it's gonna help him, like we saw. It's better to the person cries a little bit like this, they won't be in Bitsar the whole day. But definitely, if somebody cries out of, Kavana in Tfila, b'mispalim b'kavana, like the Mishnah Berurah said, v'chein hu motzi b'mispalim b'kavana, so a person daven sometimes with intense Kavana and they break out crying, right? So then that's for sure, that's all fine, that's fine. That's not tears of Tsar, that's mamish tears of the Venkis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting close to, and being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's fine. But even to get a little bit, to get the tzara off their chest, like this, they'll feel better the whole day. The Eliyahu Rabbi and Tais for Shabbos hold that will be fine. Also, in conjunction with how the Ramah says it, in reference to crying on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. But interesting, the Sefer Klolim actually says that, page Shin Samachay, that getting rid of the tzar on Shabbos is sort of like, it's a little bit of a Oynig Shabbos. It's not pshat that, well, it takes away the Oynig Shabbos. But getting rid of the tzar in these various different ways, like we spoke about today, sometimes a little bit of crying, but that actually brings a person more Oynig Shabbos, like we saw in the Dirshu, and they feel better afterwards. Like this, they don't have to walk around in sorrow the entire day. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu. Kol Tuv.